Behold, in the middle of the sift, Shinit Chesefei, by the second Chumre of the Yireim, Kali Abishu. Until now we had the Issei Derabbanan of Mechzik, Mevashel, and Kli Sheni. Even though we learn Kli Sheni and Mevashel, the problem of Mechzik, Mevashel. Issei Deraita Mamish, for Kli Sheni, we didn't have. Says the Yireim, brought down also by the Mordechai, that he learns from the Gemara, like I mentioned last time, since it's a sugi of melach, it is bishul melach b'klisheni, we see from the Gemara, there are some things that could become mevushul even in a klisheni. So melach, because of that, he's chushish, that maybe anything that's rach, is roi to get cooked even in a klisheni. So he has a chumno, he's chushish klisheni, mishum kali abishul, this is what some people call chashash kali abishul, Sofer Kalei Abishol, I mean, Tivdal was Vadai Kalei Abishol, Kulit Hispanin. And we were learning Chashash Kalei Abishol. Now what are we talking about? Achrim Dan, are we talking about Issei Deraita or not? May look in the Reim itself, when the Reim Betzim says two Chidushim. When he says his first Chidush about Iser Bishol, Achar Afiyo, he says somebody, he's talking about a case of Tzli Achar Bishol, somebody takes something cooked and puts it next to Madura, he says, if he did it with Machal or Shabbos, Mechoshishani loy miskilo vachatis. Somebody does Tzli Achar Bishul, it's a deraita, Mechoshishani loy miskilo vachatis. However, on this din, when he talks about putting pas into Klisheni, he doesn't say Lehedye skilo vachatis. So the Maise, it's a machlokes, if it's also deraita or not deraita, Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rav Sif Yud, Sif Yud Beis over here, it's a sofik is a teira. When doing with Kala Bishul, doing with sofik is a teira. Okay, so this is the first day of the Mechaber. The Yireim says, Yesh Bishul Achafir, even a Klisheni, not put past the Klisheni, Yesh Matirin. What's Yesh Matirin? Okay, then ask them, that's a Mishnibura, that's a Ramo, says the Mishnibura, Shevkot Mem Gimel, Svirulei, the ain't Klisheni of Ashul Bishum Dovor. There's no such thing about other things besides Kli Yisparim Vachadoyme that become Mavushul in a Klisheni. What's the Svor? Says the Chaznish in Simon Nunbei, Shevkot Mutches. It's very simple, since we see the whole Gemara only talks about melach, one case in the Gemara, salt, homachlekes, is the bishul klisheni or not, we don't see any other chashash or anything else, so maybe it says yesh matirin, anything else besides melach, you don't have to worry about. Now the big question is, especially if you only learn this in Berurah, something doesn't stim over here. We learned earlier, in Mr. Berurah of Kotin, Lamedal, he brings the Mogen Avraham, that klisheni is a problem mechzik mevashal. It's also to put anything in klisheni, because the Mechzik Mevashel. Yesh Matirin, come to Matirin, everything's mutter Meklisheni, any Klisheni Mevashel Meshum Dovah. They're not worried about Kala Bishol. Say they're not worried about Kala Bishol, but what about Mechzik Mevashel? Klisheni, Mechzik Mevashel. So this is the Mogen Avraham of him. Mogen Avraham says, Kotin Yutes, Mogen Avraham writes, Enechanami. On this Yesh Matirin, says Mogen Avraham, this really Klisheni, any Mevashel Meshum Dovah. I, Mechzik Mevashel, says the Mogen Avraham, this Yesh Sovereign holds like the second Teretz in Teisvis, Nafal Amitesa Medalev, Amitesa Medalev, Vermaschal Kol, Yesh Tuterutzim, and this Yesh Oimrim, this Yesh Matirim holds like the second Teretz, that what? That there's no problem of Mechzik and Mashab Klisheni. And says the Mogen Avraham, not only this Yesh Matirim, says the Mogen Avraham, the whole sift is going that second Teretz of Teisvis, that there's no Mechzik and Mashab. He says the whole sift is talking about a problem of Bishul, Achafiyo, Kalia Bishul, putting stuff into Klisheni. Anyway, Klisheni now do because Mechzik Mevashel. What's the whole noise of the Sif? So it's more than the Sif L'Chaladeh. If bread wouldn't be Kalia Bishul, you take something that's Vaday not Kalia Bishul, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? I mean, Mishvur says it's Kot Namadal, V'choish V'Kalia Bishul. Says the Mogen Avraham, this whole Sif is not like that Mandi Omar. However, says the Mogen Avraham, how we paskin, and this is the Mishvur Lamedal that brings down the Mogen Avraham, we pass in the problem of Mechzik Mevashel, and Echanami. According to us, all these things are also anyway. Sif A is also according to us anyway, there's a problem of Mechzik Mevashel. There's another reason here, out Kalei Bishul, what's the Nafkamina? There's going to be Nafkaminas. In cases that you don't have Mechzik Mevashel, it's still going to be a problem of Kalei Bishul, like the Mr. Verse of Kotten Memhei. This is the Mr. Verse of Kotten Memhei, when he brings your mother, we're Machmir, in all these things, even Beklisheni. Says we're machmir with Kalei Bishul. Says the Mr. Yosef Kotten Memhei, Loisim shachoitchem ha'betzolim, those that cut off betzolim, and they put it in to klisheni is a problem. Why? But kara bishul says the sharatin sifkon samachtes. After the morgan of Roman sifkon tezlov mashma, this is where the betzolim dinik ketavlin. And tavlin, we're going to learn, or we learned already, that there's no problem of mechik kimavashul by tavlin. So what's the problem with betzolim? Why am I talking about betzolim? I am betzolim. Shadocha the morgan of Roman ain raya shachol klatzals. Elo. The Elois really karablozim emit. If we don't hold like the Sefer Reim, and that's the bezemen shem rufnei nirkam avashol. And all those onions, onions nikolisheni, is there a problem? Instead, nirkam avashol is tavlin. There wouldn't be a problem. However, since we're learning Sif, hey, rablozim reim, there's a problem even in onions nikolisheni because of chale abishol. So, in other words, there are not communists. We have two. So far, we have two reasons to be machmir nikolisheni. Number one, machzik avashol. Number two, chale abishol. Even when there's no machzik avashol, like onions, tavlin, there's still going to be a problem of Kali Abishol. Another case is, let's say, you have Mashkin. Mashkin, we learned, Mashkin, back then there's no problem of Mefzikim Avashol to put in, because it gets mixed up with everything else, and the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down, Saratin Sofkotin Samachet, when he says you have to be Machman, everything Kali Abishol says, Chutz mi Mayim v'shemen. Mayim, there's no problem of Kali Abishol. Mayim, there's no problem of Kali Abishol, Mayim. And there's also no problem of Mechzikim Avashol, because it gets mixed up in everything. What happens if a person wants to put in Shar Mashkin, all the Mashkin into Klisheni? Now, there is a Kula, it's Mavur, the Mr. Bursa of Kotten Chov Gimel, Mr. Bursa of Kotten Namit Tes, when it's 6 V'ati. Dovol Lach, Shen is Bashol V'n is Tanin, there's a Hetzer to do in Klisheni. However, it's Mavur, Dovol Lach, Shen Eloi in is Bashol, even klisheni is also. Why klisheni is also? It gets mixed up. You take a mashke that wasn't cooked before, and you want to put into klisheni. Mutar also. Mechzikim avashol you don't have, because it gets mixed up. However, kalabish you can have. So somebody wants to pour Coca-Cola in the shalom. Some people have a Kabbalah that they want to make. You want to pick a shalom to a different darge. You want to put tamah chayim into your shalom. Some person wants person. Also wants that person pouring Coca-Cola into his shalom, because he has a Kabbalah from somebody. You want to make a good shalom. You put in cola. So now, if somebody wants to mix in cola into his klisheni, a chomp, let's say klisheni, it's a bagush, but lo yitzur, you can have a problem of kali abishol, unless it's all cooked afterwards under the matzis. But a couple of them, this is not enough gemina klapi mashkin, when there's no mechzikim avashol, there's still going to be a problem of kali abishol. So we have two, we said two tzurim, we have mashkin, we have two tzurim, that is not going to be a problem of mechzikim avashol, tablinim and mashkin, kali abishol is still going to have. So there are not communities. However, the whole sif hey is better not going with Mechzikim Avashol. So all the shaylas just comes when you learn it. It seems very shrew. What's whole sif hey talking about klisheni? Klisheni anyways also. So it says sif hey it doesn't go with Mechzikim Avashol. We hold Mechzikim Avashol. However, there's still going to be enough communities. Okay. Now Chashash Kali Abishol. Number one, there's two big shaylas in Kali Abishol. Number one, very big ariches bein the gedolim achronim. You have to be choshish for everything that's Kali Abishol, or no, not for everything. Whatever it says, bread, maybe bread because it's very soft, the onions because it's dovah chorif. But you have to be choshish for everything is Kali Abishol or not. There's a lot of diburim in the achronim. Ma'aseh we you don't have any shaylas because Mishnah Berurah brings down pasukim like the Mogen Avrom. Mishnah Berurah the end of Sifkotim and Beis, pasukim like the Mogen Avrom over here, Sifkotim Yudches. What in the Lezeh Azu, according to this day, our meaning is like Shita Seyirem, Yesh Lahach Menami, Beshar Dvorim, Shalai Nitnam Bechlisheni. Mishru Pasnach Magavram, Sofer Kalabishol is everything. Everything Sofer Kalabishol. Anything, you have a problem of Kalabishol, so Meda says that Mishru come for anything Klisheni, it goes Kalabishol. The Chazanish in this union is Mekel, Chazanish Nun Beis, because in Tches, Yates is Mekel. He says, You don't have to machen everything. Only what it says. What does it say? Pas. Pas is for it's very soft and it was baked already, so it's very easy to come to a bishul. Or onions it says. Or it says whatever you see cooks, like eggs, the chadoime. But anything else, me'ike adim says the chazanish, you don't have to be worried about kalea bishul. However, that's me'ike adim. However, it says the chazanish, the minik is to be machme b'chol dover. I mean, the Magen Avraham says, Mekadin yat v'chodesh, Chazanish says, Mekadin yat v'chodesh, only mitzad the meaning, we'll see later on what the nafkumin is going to be. However, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, called over, like, Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any, Mishnah Berurah, Saratin, Sefkot, and Samach Zayin, Magen Avraham, doesn't bring the machlekes v'chal. Mishnah Berurah is machriya, like the Magen Avraham, doesn't bring the machlekes, chodesh for everything, it's Kali Abishol. Number one. So So this is bet number one. Noise and kalei bishul. That mishburot chodesh for everything is kalei bishul. Okay, on the next noise and kalei bishul, what about kli shlishi? Also a very big noise, a very big arichis. In the achren, what's the locha by kalei bishul but kli shlishi? Everything it says, it only says. Klishen, what about klishlishi? This is very, very negelema. It's there for everything today. You want to say if it's a klishen or not? What about klishlishi? Is klishlishi mutter? Could we do, oh, we have to chesh v'kalabish v'klishlishi? Could we also? So, Mishavirus of Kotten Emzayim brings down the primigodin. The klishlishi, mitzadit, a primigodin is of Kotten Lamed Hei Lohokal. He's mitzadit. But Mishavirus Mashmi, you could be saying, mechonit lohokal. Primigodin has a, is mitzadit lohokal. Why did the primigodin v'chal dan, is there such a thing called klishlishi? We know there's something called klishishi in halacha. From the Godmahe Zant, it's a Romans of Kot Mamed Hei, is there such a noise of a chalal of klishishi? Why? The Nafkunu, we didn't learn it yet, the Nafkunu between klishishi and klishishi is, klishishi has the funnest hamakarris. Now is there a difference between how many the funnest were makarris? Klishishi already has the funnest hamakarris. So once the funnest hamakarris is the difference between klishishi, which is the funnest hamakarris, and klishishi. You say klishishi is better because it has two funnest hamakarris, and klishishi is better because it has three, v'chadayim, do you say something or not? Primogodin says the Chayit Sodom in Big Machlokes Beisayis Rambach. What Beisayis is Machalik in the Das Tur, and one of his Turim is Machalik to explain the Tur is the difference between Klisheni and Klishlishi. So see, Beisayis did was Makabel that there is a difference between Klisheni and Klishlishi. The Bach says, what are you talking about? The Bach is Chayit on the Beisayis, and the Bach says the Ein Machalik Afilu Kli Revi Klisheni. Once you get the Svar of the Fonat Hamikadrei, there's no difference between Klishlishi Kli Revi. So Mele, and the Prima Gondon says the Magen Avraham is Mashma, there's something called Klishishi. Why the Magen Avraham, when he talks about Iri Klisheni, he's more Mekal. Iri Klisheni is like Klishishi. So Makoch Klishishi is more Kal. Mele, Prima Gondon has a whole meeting here. Is Bechal, is there a Muslim Bekolius, Deber Kalabishul? Is there any more Kula to Klishishi than Klisheni? But it's Metzadet Lahokel, and this is the Mishnah Berurah. Mashmoy is Mishnah Berurah, even though he says it in such a Loshen. Metzad, the Prima Gondon, Prima Gondon in Sarah Taka Metzadet back and forth, but you see, the Mishmur is not my ticket, Metzad Lohokal, the Mashmur says, Klishishi could be Mekel, even in Kali Abishal, even though Mekel, it's not Borel Agami. This is the, so we have Mishmur that's Mekel, Kali Abishal, and Klishishi. What? It's because of Kali Abishal. Next Mishmur, what you see, you don't have a Klishishi. All the points are Mekel by this, no problem, Mashmur, and Mashmur also. So we have Mishbura Mekel Klishishi Kalabishal. Chazanish in Sif Simenun based Sif Kotten Yutes, we're going back to Chazanish we just mentioned. Better than Chazanish holds, like the Tzad and Prima Golden, that there's no difference between Klishreni and Klishishi. Chazanish says, we don't find any Mekor in Shas, you don't find such a Musa Bechal. Somebody should have said something, Klishreni, Klishishi. Klishishi, everybody's quiet, the Chorin talk about it, Beisoytiv, and Bach. What happened to all the Gemoris, all the Kadmoinim and Rishonim? What happened to them, Klishishi? Nobody mentions it. Says the Chaznish, the stomach is mashma, the ones that's not a klishon, doesn't make a difference, whatever it is, klisheni, klishishi, it's all the same. So maybe he holds bet, and the Chaznish holds bet, and there shouldn't be any difference between klisheni and klishishi. If he finds something, the Chaznish writes, if he finds something that could be mashma klisheni, what's the pshat? It's because the heat itself, without the fanois, are cooked. So maybe says the Chaznish, what's the difference? Klisheni, klishishi, krivi, if it has enough heat to cook, it cooks. If it's not only the fanois v'chal. The Chaznish says, Mitzvora, he holds like the Tzara Primogodin, that there's no such Musa Klishishi. However, says the Chaznish, since we just mentioned, that Be'etem, Chashash, Kale Abishal, but everything else besides bread and maybe onions, is only a Chumra. Mikadin says the Chaznish, you know, to be Choshish. Melech says the Chaznish, Mimamashe, Nagu, Nagu. But Klishishi, they weren't like, and he writes, Vala Rov Klishishi, Ein, Yatza, that is boy, Yimashi, says the Chaznish, the meaning is to be Mekel B'Klishishi, even though I hold, there's no difference between Klisheni and Klishishi, but since it's whole Chumra, it's a minik, so maybe everything else besides bread, Masha Nagu Nagu. So we have the Mishnah Berurah, and Chazanish, it says Lamaise, Klishishi, could be Mekel, it could be Kam. Another according to Chazanish, besides bread. Bread, it could be Mach, maybe Klishishi, Klirvi, because bread says Kali Abishal, so he made it, on that it was a Chumra, but everything else was no Chumra, so he made it, it could be Mekel, and Klishishi, Zichem. Croutons. According to Chazanish, if you use croutons, not from Badat, even if you make it Klishishi or Klirvi, you get the problems. What? Well, it is fast. Shkedei meraki is the type of pas. It's like matzah. The more case is matzah. It's like flour and water. What? Well, no, no. We said last time the badas is mach for anything that says in the package made for soup. It's betigun omuk. It's deep fried. Now you want to say what? Betum is the same thing. You go into the store, you see different packages. Betum in the weekdays, you can buy, your wife tells you you need kernels for the soup, you don't have to worry about it, it's just a salad. In the weekdays, you can buy, it's the same for salad and for soup. There's no betum difference in it. It's all baked. Is not everything baked. Any chita that's baked. I didn't say anything baked. Crackers, yeah. The gemara took my rocket. Chamesh Yisminim, that's baked. I don't know if everything is baked. A couple of years here, Chaznis is also Mekon Kli Shlishi. So we have Mishneh Berurah and Chaznis that's Mekon. Comes the Mishneh Berurah, and Yudis Moshe Chedot Dalet, Ayin Dalet, Bishol, Tezvov, and Yudches, and he writes, the Loinire Klal Loima, Yikad Vom Shemet Basham Mekli Shishi. No, no, Bechlal, he's even Mekon in tea leaves. Now, on him, all the Zicha America, everybody's maker, klishishi is not a mashal shum dover, nothing. And the klishishi do everything, whatever you want. He's even maker by tea. Over there, most of the anoge is not so much like some people could be a maker like a Moshe. The bath and the shvur hold tea leaves are sifdalid. As vade klishis panam, so we'll mill the maker. But the harasa priest, we have the gila priest, Mishneh Berurah, Chazinish, and the Yigis Moshe, klishishi, there's nothing to worry about. So maybe this is be'iker. People do everything klishishi besides herring. And these kinds of things, tea leaves, Mishneh Berurah. If you want to be machmak to chazanish, lechem nut. But besides all these things, everybody doesn't klishishi. Okay. V'zeh mina goylom. Now I once went to a chasne in Bnei Brak, and I saw who's by the chasne. Rav Nissen Karelitz was there. So I asked him, could I ask the Rav something? He told me if he could hear me, the music goes on. So I thought, I don't remember the exact shalah. I asked him, maybe it was about the chaznish. I don't know, it was zikha about this sugya. And he tells me, like a double poshut, you have to be machmen klishish by everything. Yeah? You have to be machmen klishish by everything. Why? He says, look in the Yerem. The Yerem says klishish by everything. Amod nezach. You hear what he tells me? All the gdele achreinim, they spilled so much ink on the shayla. Number one, they have to machmen everything. Number two, you have to machmen klishishi. He tells me, well, yeah, of course you have to machmen everything. The Yireim. Sorry, the Yireim that says this thing, you look inside, it says everything. Machmen everything klishishi, it says machmen everything. It's unbelievable. It doesn't make sense. I mean, all the poets can speak about Lehedia, and they're done with the Sefer Yireim. Nobody says anything. No, so I went to Yitzhak's form, I take out the Sefer Yireim, it's in Reish Ayin Dalit. I turn a bunch, it's a long circle, turn a bunch of pages until I found this. It says Lehedia. I read the Roshan. It says Lehedia black and white. And they say for Yireim. He says he brings this whole thing. It says Hilkoch Yizor Adam Shlo Lahachnes B'Shabbes Shum Davar B'Klisheni Ve'af B'Klishlishi. So Yad Tzeled is Boi She'en Anu Bekim Et Vom Rachen Ve'Koshen. It says Lehedia B'Klishishi. Now how could such a thing possibly be? It's against the Chaznish. It's against all the Peskim. Greg, one sec. Move a story. So, this is why he tells me, and you look inside, and Taka says black and white. Now, something has to be wrong over here. There's something wrong over here, because he says, Klapi, these two big shilas, there's so much ink, so much nidoyim about it. These two Mishneh Berurahs that we just mentioned, about the Magen Avraham, everything, and also Klishishi, there's something has to be wrong. What's Nizbar? Nizbar is that they didn't have, all the poskim didn't have this, they didn't have the Sefer Yireim. We have the Sefer Yireim today. Now if you could look at it, it's not a brand new Sefer that Mechon Yerushalayim found today in Ebenezer someplace and reprinted it. It was around, it's not a brand new print. What? Say that, but Chazanish, Mishneh Berurah, It was a Sefer that was around. Vice versa, it was a Sefer. Once upon a time, they had a Sefer called the Ikar HaMetzius. Today, it's very bottled. Once Yitzhak Chochma came out, there's no such form of Ikar HaMetzius. Once upon a time, liquid and things. They have a room, they have libraries. Sefer Ikar HaMetzius. What Ikar HaMetzius means? It was a form that was only Echad Be'er, Shnayim B'Meshpocha. Really, it was a form that was around, but it wasn't so much. The Maaseh, they didn't have the Kalmud, they didn't have the Sefer Yireim. Could be the Torah didn't have it. The Torah brings it.
But everything else, from the Torah until nowadays, everybody's been mitzatit from a tzitzit, everybody's been mitzatit from a tzitzit, and the Torah wrote the chilek of it, and read everything, and really, everybody's down. What's halacha? The Sefer Yerem is Zavka Machma B'chol Dover, not B'chol Dover. Is Klishishi, not Klishishi? He tells me I have to machma everything. And you don't have to believe me, you can look in Sefer Chutshoni. Sefer Chutshoni, I'll tell you exactly where it is, chilek beis, Omid Kuf Pei Dalet. He brings, this is how he brings the sugya. He brings it, lost in the Mishnah Berurah, that we just learned now. Brings after the Chaznish Kosav. It's everything. It's only a Chumer, only Pat. And Klishishi could make a Mashanagu Nagu. He brings everything down. And then he says, Ibro! Besefer Yireim Kosav! He brings the Sefer Yireim. And he writes like this, Ve'ilu, Hoyo. He asks me the Talmud of the Chaznish and the Nefer Chaznish. Ve'ilu, Hoyo, Moron, the Chaznish, Royes, Divrei Yireim, Bimekoiram, Vadai, Shoyo, Choshish Lehem. So according to our missing curls, we just closed the door to everything we spoke about. Kala Bishos for everything, and Klishlishi, Tlehegir and Sefer Yireim, Ron Dershen Machalik on him, they just bring the Halacha like the Sefer Yireim. And but Nezach, but the people are still knowing to be Mekel. So I went to Rav David Feinstein, the son of Rav Moshe, and I told him what to do with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that every Sefer Machon Rav Moshe, any Sefer Halacha speaks of Klishlishi, brings Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes, like Mestave, Klal, Lenir, Klal, Likad Vorm, Semespashon, Klishlishi, he writes on the Sefer Yireim, and the Sefer Yireim is Machishim. Now, I didn't come to him Stam to ask Nishayla, I came with the Korach HaTayne. Why? He once told me like this, Rav David once told me that he had a vikuach between him and somebody else about one of the tshuvas of Rav Moshe. I don't know which tshuva it is, because it's not printed, but they didn't print it. There was a tshuva for, I think I spoke to him before Chalichas came out, There was a tshuva from Rav Moshe, he writes a tshuva, and Rav David says he can't be Samach on this tshuva. Why? Don't take me for the word, I don't remember all the protim, I think Kubi was a Kesef Mishnah. Why did he refer to Kesef Mishnah? It says not like Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe was a goy noilam, kolater was Suk Lafonov. Rav David finds in Tainit that when his father wrote his tshuva, Vada Yishtamitzei, the Kesef Mishnah. Another person told me, why are you saying something? Rav Moshe is Mechuyif to the Kesef Mishnah, Rav Moshe could bring rice, all the Rishon Mechuyif on the Kesef Mishnah. Once you see Kesef Mishnah, Mele, the Tshuva Rav Moshe says, no. So Rav David says, no, you're sorry, it's not the way of my father. My father, I'm asking, Menechanami, if we were saw Kesef Mishnah, we would have held all the Rishon Mechuyif, he would have wrote, Allah is not the Kesef Mishnah, why was all the Rishon Mechuyif? But when it refers to Kesef Mishnah, and just ignore it, not the right Bechal, that's not the Derech of my father Bechal, he would write. But my father's derech wasn't just ignore things and just to write things, halacha not like that. If you see he doesn't bring down the sefer yisaydi, and then he writes stories, he didn't have it, it wasn't in front of him, and if it would have sort of kesef mishnah, it would be chayza. And Rav David told him, at the end he proved the other person right. Why? Because they found it's another ksovim for Rav Moshe, but in the same minyan, and he writes the same thing, but he says, ochen, the kesef mishnah says not like that. So maybe he said he was choyzer. Okay. This is what he told me years before. So I came to him. So the Rishiva told me that if Rav Moshe is mashmit, Amar Mokim, the Pshar is he didn't see it. And if he would have saw it, he wouldn't have wrote it. So maybe according to that, he can't be Samech on Rav Moshe, Halach Lamaisi, because he would have been choyzer. So I told him over here, we have Rav Moshe, says like Lishlishi, Leinir B'chal, yes, Lishlishi, and we have a Sefer Yireim, it says, not like that. So maybe Halach is not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe would never have said it. And then maybe they are still being Samech on Rav Moshe to be Mekel. This is what I told him. So he told me, no. He told me, Enoch and Ami, right? Rav Moshe didn't have Sefer Yireim. It's clear he didn't have Sefer Yireim. Rav Moshe didn't have Sefer Yireim. He didn't see the Sefer Yireim. However, he said, you see something like this. You see, from the Torah, the times of the Rishonim, all the way till today, down to the Mishnah, and Rav Moshe, all the Poskim, it was mushmat from them. I mean, the Torah brought the Sefer Yireim and didn't bring down this line. This line didn't bring down. It brought down the Atchola and down with it. And we see it wasn't around. They didn't have it. They didn't see it. Tzadik Beis Yosef, from the times of the Torah, all the hundreds of years till today's days, they didn't have it. Until today's days, the Sefer became more Motsui and people started printing it and people started having the Sefer. So you see, this they see it was mushmat and wasn't discovered all the Sefer Halacha that I'm a Kubal Etzleinu. But if there is this min HaShemayim, then you don't have to be choshev for that. And he could continue being same with Rav Moshe. In other words, he told me Rav Moshe will not be choshev from this psak. He told me, Moshe, we're not the chayzef from this pesach. So the shayla is klish nishi today that we have this form and we see all the form that the place can bring. He says, lahedya, that even in that there's no difference between klishay and klishishi and klishishi Rashi called over. Could you still be starting on all this form that didn't have the sefer or not? Now this has nothing to do with the swarm and nignozim that the Chaznish and Rabbi Moshe also writes about the new swarm that came out. It's not a new sefer, it's a sefer all the poets came out. They dealt with the sefer. They paskin, there wasn't a new sefer they took out from the Gnize. Alpha Pikin, he said, you see, Ashkochet Hashem, Muzben Hashemayim, that this line, we passed like sefer Yerim up until this line, not by Klish Lishi. So my Shatriki, we say Machanit, Machoik Sen Ashkof. According to Avnissen Karelet, writes, if the Chaznish would have saw it, Yizichu wouldn't have wrote, and he says you can't be Tamech on what he wrote. He says, Rav Dovet, no. It's Min HaShemayim, Bashkoche, and Melech can continue to be Tamech on the Hete. Okay, next. Dovet Gush, we're not going to speak right now, but we'll talk about later on. The Mishnah brings down this Minig HaNoshim. This Minig HaNoshim that they make Chamin Meragda Behemel. Maybe it's Gale or Peche, I don't know what exactly it is. Mishnah brings it, sometimes it causes a big piercer, this Eichel comes a big piercer on Shabbos Kodesh. Now today they're very machmer and Kneir today the people for some of this reason they could bring Chasos to Chil Shabbos. Today they move on fresh gala and everybody makes gala in Erev Shabbos and they put in the refrigerator and they bring out all gelled up already. People are mavater on the tainuk to have the fresh gala because it brought problems in the Chil Shabbos. So Mamele, however, this story that the Mishnah brings down, this Altesh thing, the Minig, today it brings in this form, they make all types of binyonim from these things. Now I'm going to say how I see it. I'm not saying a couple of deity. Doyle makes shilas over here, and boys binyonim, the Doyle make all types of halochas that come out of this story from the Mishnah Berurah. And the deity, if it will be a shilas, maybe you have to root him, but the deity, I don't say any shilas b'chol. I'm going to say how I learned it. I'll tell you how they learn it. The sugya of Matekes, maybe we're going to learn it later on. We're going to watch the whole shayla of Matekes, maybe we'll learn it on, but it's a big shayla in the Rishonim. It's not a new shayla of Shayla Matekes, the Rishonim of the Zorah, a ladle. Ladle, the shayla of ladles, is a Rishonim of the Zorah, from the Gimel on base, the cooler, clappy cooler. In other words, they want to know, you put a ladle in the pot, and take out the ladle, when you do a golas kelim, could you do a golas kelim in the ladle? Or you have to do ear clearishon, could you put a ladle in the pot and do ear clearishon through a ladle? The Rishonim are talking about lekula. Does it have a din of clearishon? Lekula, a whole big machlikis of Rishonim. The way it seems Mishmur Pasman in Hilchot Agolas Kelim, Tofman Beis, Sefkot and Chof, if the ladle is in there when it's Rishteach, and not against the machlikis, let's say, it's still gabi, the ladle is inside when it's a gabi yesh, still cooking, and the ladle is Rishteach, Mishmur Pasman is lekula, lehokel, that a ladle is in of creation, you can stick your needle into the ladle, you can pour into your sink, if you're worried about your sink only your creation, you can pour into your sink from the ladle. This is Mishmur Pasmus Lukule, that's Matzekes as a din of creation. But that's only when it's, I don't know if Agave Eish, you want Agave Eish, or Malar Sichas, whatever you want to call it, that's only there. What happens on Shabbos, Derechal, that's not the case, Derechal, you take off your chicken soup, your chunks, and it's not Agave Eish, and you don't leave it inside, you take it in and out. What's the locha? So this is, in other words, if it has been a klirishon and it comes out of chumra, over here it's fakert, klirishon comes out of chumra, we may call that it's a klirishon only when it's a gabi yesh or mal reshichos, whatever you want to call it, that has to do with it. What about the nishavis? So the maestim is over here, since kotem feizayim, the mashmois advorim is that he's machmer, even when it's not a gabi yesh, that you should treat it as a klirishon. And this is the mishnah b'mkoymoy, that means when he talks about the sugya of matzekes, so the Klavishan Klishan, that's in Sufkot and Peizayin, that's the Mokim. This Bli Ned will get there. What? Take a look, Mr. Sufkot and Peizayin. Ava the Meshoyev Bechli Rekon, Mitzech Kli Rishon, Yesh Eim the Dinah Kli Rishon, O Befrat. If you leave it in there, it's a bad inclusion. The pasuk is then to even inclusion of kula, like it says in the Chafetzach. If you leave it inside, if you don't leave it inside, it's a suffer inclusion. It means we're not going to be passing. You can't be do a golas kelim. It's a suffer inclusion. Yes, I'm shadinik inclusion. And we're not going to be making all clapping at Golas Kevim, but Golas Shabbos we're going to be machmir. That's the fact of the Mishra. Disciplinary will have to get them Kremen. Sifid Gimel, next week. The Mkoyma, he says, we see his machmir as an inclination. If it's Vada. Yeah, the question is how much Vada. Mishra says Malur Shichot. Some people say Malur Shichot is not enough. Malur Shichot means the thing inside is... Some say Malur Shichot is not enough, we need Al Gabayesh Mamash. Mishra's lesson is Malur Shichot. What? Malur Shichot? Maybe. Malur Shichot is bubble. Yeah. Well, yes, it's even more. If you don't leave it to Sophic. That's the Mashmoy said Mishnah. Don't put anything in that ladle. The Mishnah is not talking about afterwards. That ladle treats as a creation. Whatever you want to do in a creation, don't do in that ladle. Your lakshana is already cooked and finished, you can put it even in the ladle. That's the creation. That's the Pasha Mishnah. So Mela comes this volume, and the theory of a seer, Mishnah Bruro says, in Tukkot and Pezayin, he says, a ladle is a creation. He says, Matzeket is a cliche. Stira. Made up from here, they have big binyonim. One binyon, one third is, no. Avada, Mr. Bruce Choshish, Tibkot and Pezayin, that Matzeket is a cliche. However, Betiruf, we have a big machlikis, Rav Yoh, and the Sefer Yireim. Yesh Bishul HaFir or not. So, Mel Betiruf, you're dealing with something that's already cooked. You can make the Rav Yoh to that topic, and then we make all. When we deal with something that's baked already, then we say, Matzekes has a din of a klisheni, and the bowl is a klishlishi. That's what the Mishbura spoke about Gala over here, about this Morokrakogema. What? Matzekes is a klisheni. The what? No, no, he says not to. He says not to put in the. When you pour it, it's a klishlishi. No. Yisav v'kafenak deyip, this yeh hakar klish lishi. Yisav v'kafenak deyip, this yeh hakar klish lishi. That means... Yeah. he's saying something very good. he's saying meridik. Soon we'll say, that's a different halach. One second. He's saying a different nukudah, this will be another we'll see soon. Well, we have the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says whatever the cup is, the plate. The Mishnah Berurah says afterwards, you take out from a ladle into a plate. That plate is going to be klishlishi. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says you take from a ladle klishlishi, put into a plate. That plate is klishlishi. They ask how the shem according to Mishnah Berurah should be klishlishi. So they say the third is over here betziruf the shita Rav Yoh. She ain't bishul achafia. Once something's baked, they can't do cooking, or it could be mikol. And Ramele, they came into all types of coolest in this Indian. You can use any croutons that you want if you don't hold like the Chazanish. No, you can use any croutons you want. Why? Because anyway, who takes their soup and pours it out like that into bowls? Most people take out with a calf. So Ramele, Mishbura says calf, you could be mikkel. You can use any croutons, any heksher, any type of croutons, and why b'chol? But that's made all the companies mishugah. They make them, and they want to make things from Arach. They make them deep fry it, and they make them make different packaging. What's the big deal? Mr. Burr says, you take an idea, kaf, it's a klish lishi, and that's what most normal people do. Okay. Some people even took this further than the Mr. Burr himself, and they said, you take out from a kaf. Rabbi, what's his name? Rabbi Aaron. Some people make it even more, they take it a step further, and they say, you could take even a ladle and pour it over your bread. Why? Even in such a case, we say, it's like iri klisheni, and it's like klishishi, you can pour it over your bread. Now don't think people are mashuga, this happens. If you're fancy enough, and you serve berekas, and you need to put the onion sauce on top, right? Berekas on Shabbos, you need the onion sauce on top. So what do you do? You do dover or ofui, instead of bread we call it berekas, and you take it from the ladle, and you put it on top. Some person can even matter that. That's the case of, we don't have galah today, and we don't use it with challah, but we use the sauce, the gravy, on top of what? And they say it's iri klisheni. Iri klisheni is like klishishi. That's the most normal. Like klishishi, yeah. Iri klisheni is like klishishi. Clean it up a little bit. I think so. So now, Now this teretz, this is old teretz. This teretz was already upgefrekt already years and years ago. But the Poetkim Swarm is still printing it and still using it. How is it upgefrekt? Because the Mishmur right after it says that the same kule is even when he's talking about shumim ubetzolim. Shumim ubetzolim is not a problem of yesh bishul achafir. And Afal Pikin, he says the same thing. Whatever he says about this, he says, well then, right afterwards, he says, well then, if you have shumum or betzolim, the way you should do it, aide, a kaf. So what happened over there? Over there, we're not semich on the sheet as a ravio. So Mela, this teretz is not, it's actually not the reason of the mishru or betzir of the sheet as a ravio. That's something else. Say that.
Every time you have a teretz.
Maybe. Another teretz. This is what he says. I think the Mechaz Yitzchak says. It says all other teretz, a more simple teretz that you're gonna always be able to be mekel. In other words, like this, depends what the sofik is. The Mishavur says matzekes is a sofik. So now the question is, what we're dealing? If we're dealing a sofik kli rishon, sofik kli sheni. In other words, you have matzekes. Mishavur over there talking about matzekes. Could you put something in the matzekes? What's the shail over here? Sofik kli rishon, sofik kli sheni. Sofa Klirishon, Sofa Klirishon, we're not going to be, you have a Sofa Klirishon, we're never going to be Mekel. Says the Mishavur, you have to be Machmer, as din of Klirishon. In this case, what are we talking about? Once it's in the plate, what are we dealing with? Sofa Klishlishi, Sofa Klisheni. In other words, we're definitely not dealing with the Bishul of Klirishon, we're dealing with Klisheni, Sofa Klisheni, Sofa Klishishi, and there you can be Mekel. In other words, like he was saying, we're not talking about pouring on top, you can Sofa Klirishon, Sofa Klisheni, that's also going to be Chomer. That's problematic. But over here we're dealing with sophically shlishi, sophically shiny. In such a case, we make all, this is how some people want, some people they say, it depends, matzekes. Shalom matzekes depends what you're dealing. You're dealing with matzekes itself, we're being machmer. Sophically rishon. You're dealing with the next bowl, what's the sophic? It's zicha oiskli rishon. Sophically shlishi, sophically shiny, that you could make all, maybe that's not a steer in the mishmur, and maybe the make all, these places are making all places, anytime, bederach klal. You're dealing with something in front of you. That's a suffering. You don't put stuff in the ladle. Normally, you're dealing with putting stuff in the bowl in front of you. So, in normal cases, they say you can always be mako, whatever you want. That has a din of kli shlishi. For on top again, that'll be a problematic. Okay. Yeah.
Rabbi said,
watch this. Not eerie, no. It's a very... Okay, Rabbi said, yeah, I want a schmooze and but we have a lot to do. To explain it, the child is dealing with the ladle itself, which is a sofa creation cliche, and you put something in the ladle, that the Mishmur later on says, ladle is a sofa creation, don't put anything in the ladle. Or you put in a plate in front of you, which is already a stage later, it's also a sofik, but a sofik only, a whole sofik is maybe it's a cliche, and there we could be mikkel. This time, you look in the swarm, and many swarm have kulas. And you can go with the swarm if you understand it. Acharei b'kosh shal mechila, from all the swarm aktashim, ha'boicha yitcha, I don't see, if there will be a stira, so maybe you can answer terutzim, and you boy halochas from the terutzim. But I don't see a stira b'chlal, I'll tell you, let's say I'm here in b'chabur, I'm giving chabur now. I'm giving a share about Klishishi. I'm telling you, listen, Klishishi, big machlokes rishonim, and regardless of cotton tezayin, whatever he says here, masekes as a sofa klishon. And I'll tell you, I heard that it's a big pirzer in Hilchos Shabbos. There are people that eat frishy gale, and the mamish over on Isurei Shabbos. They do irik lirishon, and it's not pesed, irik lirishon taper chale. Irik lirishon, I feel a klishon in their mouth to be machmer. So no matter what do I tell them to do? I tell them to do wait. What's the last name of Mr. Mishavura? Even if you don't put the pas tchile, the history is over there. El, what do? Wait, it's not yet to let this. It's too much of a taiva. That's a big cliche issue. What do you mean? Oh, that means I pass, and you're going to come and tell me now, to Sira, you just told me before, it's a topic. Now you tell me, L'chol HaPochis, those people are Mechal HaShabbos. They should L'chol HaPochis with cliche issue. Oh, vice doi. It's a Sira, it's a Sira, it's a Sira. We'll give it to him, with Sira, if this could be Mechal, this topic, I don't have, if you want to say svolis, you can say svolis. So, but they're saying this is the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. This is what the Mishnah Berurah holds. I don't see a stira to say such a thing. There's one more Mishnah Berurah. There's one more Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotim, we don't find for Biurim. Ureshman Gimel. Sifkotim Fei Dalit. Another Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. He's dealing with a story. He's dealing with people. Over there, the Chumr, we spoke at last time. The Mashmoyis Advorim is Mogan Avram is Machmir by Dovalach. Even when it's Netzan, even when it's still a little hot, and he says, "Ma'isim b'chol yoyin," that people put in the car a kidneys and they go it, and according to Mogan Avram, it's better not to do. So he says, Mogan Avram says, "Do with the thing," and he says, "Zicher, if it's cool a gamri, zicher you do with a kaf." The Neg Mimiraya, the Mishmur says, "You're allowed to do with a kaf klishishi." What's the lie? The Mishmur says, "These are two Mishmurs. They're both talking about ma'isim shehoyu, ma'isim shebchol yoyin with his mechshelim and hilchas Shabbos." Says Mishnah Berurah, Mechshav Mechshav Shabbos, is a zikha use a thing. But there's the Dimlach Hatchila, look what I wrote, the Dim, look what I'm koymei, what I wrote, when I spoke on my tekes, where's my koymei, look what I'm koymei, I said, Pekroch B'tchat Taneh, what Aloha by my tekes is. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Tavkotan Memches, another noise over here, Yad Nichvis Boy, Yad Nichvis Boy, Ein B'choch Matov M'shakosav, Zehecho Shayad Nichvis Boy, Lekula Alma Mevashel, Afil B'kli Shlishi. It's a big sugya. It's a whole sugya. What's the sugya? It's the sugya in Limud and sugya in Metzias Adlom Klisheni. Yad Nichlis B'Klisheni is the whole sugya. Over here, Mr. Burr brings down just the Ayim B'Chokmas Odom. What's the sugya? The sugya is, it's not a sugya in learning. It's not a Metzias. It's very hard to know when something is Yad Nichlis B'Klisheni. When it's not Yad Nichlis B'Klisheni. Today, really, we can't be Sermich on all the Swarm. They write all types of funny things. We don't understand it in the Swarm. The reason why we don't understand the old Swarm is because we don't know how they used to have hot water. They used to have hot water on Shabbat, Ba'atmoneh, V'Chadayme. We have these Mechem Chashmali, when the water comes out piping hot, we don't understand what they're writing. It's normally, with the Sforis, we can't deal with what the Sforim write about when it's Bidar Chal, not Yad Nichlis Boy, because Poshet, they had different types of hot water Bechal. To know the Metzias today, what's Yad Nichlis Boy, what's Yad Nichlis Boy, is not easy to understand unless you try it out and you see when you got burnt, when you didn't get burnt. But you have to know exactly when it is. But now the sugya is more kevis. There's two makaris to the sugya to be machmir by Yad Nichlis Boy. Number one, there's a sugya in Maisis. You shall me Maisis per Kalaf Aloch Adalz. It's an Amvam Maisis per Gimel Aloch Adalz. Bektora, it's like this. The Aloch is Yelari Yiv Adai until Nigma Malachtei. What's Nigma Malachtei? Miruach. Or, that's if you do selling it. If you bring it to your house, at your Rof Nabais. There are a list of things, at least six things, that are kevela maisris, that you know it is, even Achilat Adai, the Moshe Shabbos. Shabbos kevela maitris. Shabbos, even if something that's aray, another eats aray and Shabbos kevela maitris. Another one is called bishul. If you cook it, then we don't say it's not aray anymore. Bishul is kevela maitris. You're in the store that you want to eat a little bit, a few kernels of seder. But once you cook it, bishul kevela maitris. Says the Yishalmi and says the Rambam, what happens if you put shemen into klisheni? Shemen into klisheni, klisheni is an amevashul, so maybe you could eat it. However, if the klisheni was so hot, kadesh yichve tayad lo yiten l'stoichoy v'pnei shem esmashol. So, klapi l'alochis of eating chidat arei says even a klisheni v'siad nichlis boy is mevashol and maybe not eat it. Says the chayodim hod in the Shabbos. This is one makor. Next makor is the sugev ambati sefir aleph. It says even klisheni very very hot. These are two makoris yad nichlis boy. Now lemaite. How did it go Klapei Shabbos? The Rambam doesn't bring this din of Yad Nichlis Boy Klapei Shabbos, and none of the other poskim until the Chayodim came and said, you see, two mekaris for Yad Nichlis Boy. So maybe the big machlokes of poskim, the choshev Chayodim, are not... No. Yad Nichlis Boy means you're afraid you're going to get burnt. You're afraid. You're afraid. You go to hot mikveh, you put your foot in, the first thing is you take your foot away. But after you go in, you stay for 15 minutes and you enjoy it. You don't come out and put on burn shield on you. So you don't get burned. Nichlis Boy means your mamash gets burned. First you get burned. I don't know, first, second, third, you get a burn. So now, Lamaisa, Laloch Lamaisa, Mishmur brings it down. We're going to have Memches, Mishmur brings a Bli Choylik, passing like him. The Chazanish, when he brings the Sugye, and Mishmur is set in a few places. Side Mishmur over here, side by Ambati, Sevkot Nain Vov. Zayin Shinyut Test is a Be'aloche, Shinyut Test of Dalit, also is Machma Yad Nechvus. Mishbur is Machma Yad Nechvus, nothing to talk about. The Chazanish of Arachayim, Sim Nun Beis, Sivkot Nyut Test, the same Chazanish, he handles with the Sugye, and he says, Kosher Lohokel Bichy Shabbos. means it's a shukum chodesh to hold mishma sodom, chok sodom. Chosh ala hokel lelech shabbos says the chazanish. Ramoshe Feinstein in Orchaim Chayyad Dalit. Ein Dalit bishul is Dalit. Reb Shimon Ida writes him. What's the minik? Or machmen tli sheni? Machmen yad nefesh goy not. So Ramoshe says it's not possible to know for machmen. We'll see soon why it's not possible to know for machmen. In other words, Ramoshe also didn't. Wasn't doiches. We have the few gedolei olam, the mishabur chazanish against Moshe. The war choishes for the chumra of the beetam, the chumra of the yad nichus loy. What's yad nichus loy? You have to know what it means. Now, however, now the chazanish beetam writes when he writes about this. If you're going to be choishes on the chazanish, and if you're going to be choishes for the nishmas odom, the loss of the chazanish is nopal bebire heter klisheni. You never know to use klisheni anymore. Why? The kosher l'shair, it's hard to know exactly what the shir is of Yad Nechus Boy. Okay. So now, the Mishnah Berurah, okay, like we said, it's very hard to know from Svarim. Also, I think in America, and Eretz Yisrael is also very different. The percolators in America, it's not so hot. After you put in your milk, your coffee is quite cold. Even in the week, they put the shmata around it to try to make it hotter on Shabbos. You have to know how to do it, but and the ones in Eretz Yisrael are gefer lechat. The ones over here, they have over here. Even after you put your milk, it's numbers gefer lechat. It's a whole, you can't, even from country to country, you can't be medame. The American percolators make a lot of noise, but the heat is not so hot over here. It's numbers gefer lechat. It's numbers you get burns even from a klishishi over here. You have to know. Lakoponim, however, where does it say this chumra? This chumra says in klisheni. I'm the chayodim shekos aleicha yad nichbus al kumasu afil bekli sheni. Now, Rambamish writes with this Rav Shimon Ida. You want to know what the minig is? Or we chosh v'chachon solom? He says, how should we know? Anyway, we machmin kli sheni for everything. We never do anything kli sheni because of kalei abishol. We do everything kli shishi. So you want to know? Or we chosh v'yad nichbus al? Says Rambamish, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We don't know. However, says Rambamish, what about kli shishi? What about kli shishi? Says Ramosha, Klishishi anyway will always make all. He says either the Chochma Sodom would also be make all in a Klishishi, he only means a Chumma Klapi Kli Sheini, and maybe not, but we make on Klishishi even Yad Nechus Boy, and Ramosha says maybe there's no Matthias Kazah. Maybe I feel there's no Matthias Kazah Yad Nechus Boy Klishishi. So Ramosha says Klishishi can be make all, nothing to worry about. Comes the Chazanish also, Nun Beis Tifu says, he bets him August on Chochma Sodom, but he says kosher l'hokel in Shabbos. But he says the minigis klishishi yekod b'mekel. So it's not so negia. The chum of yad nechus loy. How do we hold of it? But it's not so negia because klishishi we mekel. Either there's no such thing, or Moshe says the chacham salam himself would agree. Yeh mashiach klishishi we mekel. Zachinu ledin. How come we the hiroi is to do everything klishishi on Shabbos? Why? Three reasons we learned. We learned that Mr. Bruce of Cotton, Lamed Dalid, we have Mechzik Ima Mashal, Klisheni, we pass in like that seven places, Mechzik Ima Mashal. Number two, we're Choyshish Vakali Abishal. Number three, because Yad Nechvis Boy. We have three reasons to be Machmer, and this is the Hiro, to do everything Klisheni. We don't have Klisheni over here. Either you can do stuff in a Klirishon, and Bishlach Abishal Vakadoim, you can do it in a Klirishon, or Klishishi. Klisheni, Be'etzim, Laloch Alamaita, we don't have Klisheni today because of these three reasons. So this was just to Sivov Zayin Ches quick. Sivov says something that there's no problem of Bishul Lach Shalini Tzanin or according to Ramon because Mechabes Tzili Atzeledes Boy Zavi Yovish in his Vashu Kotzocha you gotta put it Al Kedera Atmuna to be Shomer Chumri. Over here is the Mishmur we spoke at once already in the beginning. Siv Kotzon Nun, that's Mavuv from the Mishmur most boys come on Cholik in the Taz. That means a person has something Yatzeledes Boy. Even if you cook it just a drop more, you don't cook it up to Bishul Kotzochoi, you're over, Eser, I'm Mr. Verse of Kotzon Nun. Now, over here there's a Machlekes Chofetz Chaim and Chazanish. What's the Pshat Namachabers? According to the Mishnah Berurah learns that the Heter called Atmona Derech Agav. Atmona Derech Agav is not considered Atmona. In other words, when you have something, there's no problem with Bishul. The Machaber says, you can put it on top of a Kedera Atmona. What does it mean Agav Akter Atmuna? Says the Mishnah Berurah. If this kalsa, if the bottom part was in this kalsa, either by itself or you took some chon from the bottom part, once it's Megule, they let it cover the bottom part again. Before you cover it, stick this in and cover this also. What? You're not doing Atmuna for this. Anyway, you have to cover it over again. ולכן, אם נסקלת לכדירו, זה מוטר לחסו איסו, מוטר לחסו, דרך אגב, גם הכלי שיש בו יעדו בחם, קודם ישברו את זה סונן קולד, אז כמובן דרך אגב, זה מוטר. חזניש זכוי לכנס בתקיף, חזניש צמוע מאוד, לא יעוס לו, עדס השולחון נורך, לא יעדס הרי, ורן, עושה שכולה. חזניש, אגב, you could say, when something's also good to tircho, something's also good to tircho, you could say, no, you're not doing anything special for it, you're doing it agav, there's no problem. But when something's also good, it's that tmonis, then you're not being matmen the path. Even by the way, there's no hetter of derech agav, so maybe it's hatmon derech agav, machlokes mishne berura, and chazanish. Over here, the whole thing of terech pibuvotik, you look at the mishne berura, why there's no problem of mimarech, either it's not a bar miruch, or you're not machpe to do it good. However, over here, there's a very big noise, which I don't know the noise, I'm just going to say what they bring from the bealocha. There's a small bealocha over here. The bealocha is, to suit the problem, you take a hot pot, you take botek is not baked, right? Botek is something that's not baked. No, says the Machab says, you're allowed to be toch pibu botek. You bring a botek on something boiling hot. It's going to get hot, the botek. Mashma mizeh, the botek muter lechatkhila. Lo'aniach agabi kli cham shayat teledes boi, ולא יחשינו שאיבר קצת ספיה כדי קרימס פונוס. אין לא עוד סרט נדל ספיה, אבל יש מבור, מייכו בן דרסוי בי איסו, בי בוצק, is כדי קרימס פונם. So the passage משמור over here says, you can take a בוצק, and warm it up לחתחילה, as long as it doesn't come to יד שלה דסבוי. In other words, we warm a dyke. When you're not מסחבן, and you have a sick ratio to cook something, anything. You could cook something too. Macho ben derusoi, lechatchila. With that kavono, even if it's a psikresha. You'll have to do bishul b'psikresha, though it's a psikresha, to cook something up, it's not going to get the macho ben derusoi, it's mutter. Now this is a massive chiddush, and there's a big arichis in this form about this, copy metal, copy melting, copy all the things. Is there any problem to cook something till yatsu lezboi? Till macho ben derusoi. We learned already, once something's Michael Bender Soy, every drop you add on, it's a dead ice. It's a verse of Kotnun. Over here, it's going to get the Yazid Lezboi. For sure it's going to get the Yazid Lezboi. It's not going to be Michael Bender Soy. So could you cook something under Madriga on Michael Bender Soy on Shabbos? But Chachil Zichar can't. Over here, it's something, you're not Michael Bender Soy, you're not Michael Bender Soy. Over here, it's not a problem. The Ayin, the Tzvah Magdashim. I just want, there's one Chiddush, it's Sefer Kultur Shamalokh, it's not like that. He brings down from Rishon Karel, it says, no Shayla Bachlal. He's Chalik even on the Bealokh. He says, you can even do it till Krimas Ponov. He says, why? He says, this botek using for a pot, is not it's ois oichel. Once you start using for a pot, it's not a oichel bachal. It's considered like a piece of metal. It's not a oichel bachal. Better the Primogon speaks about ice mukta on Shabbos. Primogon says, you have birds, and well, it's not mukta, you give them botek. Oh, you meyachel it to do for your pot. He says, it's meyachel zicher. You're taking a botek, you're making ois meichel, and making it a kli. And a kli, such a problem is not a problem. But my mom was scared. Okay, just we have over here Siv Zayin Siv Chesed, same Siv, same Achlikis. If you could put something on top of something with a Vashik or Tzorchoy, if you could put something with Agave Eish or not. Now whoever has, I don't know, probably new Mishra is all fixed up. The old Mishra Siv Kot Nun Vov is Soibim Koimoy. It's supposed to be in the second time, he says Al Eish Ayin Shom. Now, back to Siv Zayin Siv Chesed, same Siv, why say it over again? Siv Zayin is talking about Dabar Lach. And Siv Chesed is talking about Yovosh with the same Achlikis. We have two deities in the Machaber. The Mechaber Pasen is like Verisha near the Eka, the Mechaber Verisha Pasen is that what? That Ein, when you put something on top of a pot, it's considered Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Now Mele, it's not Nerekam Avashel, it's just like we have later on, to put something Neged Amaduro, when it's fully cooked, you can put something Neged Amaduro, because it's a place that you don't cook over there. Says the Mishmur of Kotnun says, this head is Avdavka on our blechs, we have a pot on the blechs, or on Dover Gor for cotton. Says the Mishmur of Kotnun says, this head is, even if it's on the fire, you have a pot on the fire, it's not a Derech Bishul to put on top of the pot, so Mele, there's no problem. So mechem chashmali and these type of things, it's fine. You can put on top. This we have had to reshoy near the ikke, something that's on top. Even without gor v'kotem, you let it put it on top of a pot because it's not a mokim bishul. And one time they tried making a blech that's remoted to all types of chazores. They made a blech, like a thick blech. They put in water inside, they fill it up with water, and they wanted to say it's like a kadeira. And maybe even it's mamash on top of the fire. It's not gor v'kotem. Without this, but it's considered like a kadeira. Maybe it's a blech that could be makes everything on top of it. There's no masakim vashon. And then the poskim went very against them. It's out of business really. So the mice like this. Somebody has a challah. Challah, we have burekis. Chalav rekas you zichal put on top of your pat, on top of your mecham, even there's no gor for kotzim, it's the chatchile, because we pass them like this. Shita, all dvor mevushol, potatoes, v'chadim, according to chaznit, zichal mutter, according to Mr. Berber, he spoke out, there's a shayla, and what Mr. Berber hold on top of a pat, so mele, yesh lodin. But zichal clear, some expecting guests, and they didn't come yet. And you have a cliche, you have soup. You want to put on top of a pot? We say the gomer. The Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, that's as long as not in the time of the gamri, you're having guests, and you want to take all your soup for yourself, what you can do is take another pot, take another metal kli, pour inside for your guests, and put it up your chon pot. Mutal chatchile, this is these two sifim, what it says over here. However, in this noise, it comes out a big chumra. I'll just say what the chumra is, almost a minute and a half, 2 minutes. What the big chumra is, it's a posh to chesmen. The chazmin speaks out in Simon Laman Zayn, and this made a big tumult over here. I think I once saw, especially in Yerushalayim, this is one part of tumult. Over here, Zayin is the of Machlokes, if a pat, Al-Gabi Eish, is considered Al-Gabi Eish, or it's considered like Keneged HaMadura. La Lohra, the Machal HaPatron, Keneged HaMadura, maybe we have Kulis. However, what happens like this? On Erev Shabbos, you have a lot of pats. You have a lot of pats, no room on the blech. So what do? You make a double decker. You put one pat on the next pat. Friday night after the Sudi, where you took off your chicken soup and your kugel, the chulo, now you have room on the blech. So you want to take all the pots from the second layer and put on the blech. It's a mutar yosa. Of course, what we're learning now, the mechaba pasim is ikka kedei rishoyno, that's something on top of a pot that's on the blech, or even not on the blech, has a din, shaloi keneged, has a din like keneged amaduro, not al gabeish. So because you're taking something off the blech, and doing nesin lachachil ha-shia, nesin lachachil ha-shabiz. Says the Chaznish, according to it, it's a kula. The Mechaba says, in the way of a kula, you pass on the Yekidah Rishonah. But, in the opposite way, it's going to come out a chumrah. I think I once saw, years ago, I think saw in Yerushalayim, it made a big problem, because in Yerushalayim, that's what everybody used to do. You said, double up, on Friday night. They said, take some nice, the person do give svaris to the Mekel, maybe as a din, like Oida B'yodoy. Oh, there were anything on top of the Sharsin that says the Oida B'Yodai is even Erev Shabbos. So some people want to sign as a din of Oida B'Yodai. This is a question, yes, not Ayin B'Svorim. So the Neda tomorrow is also be a Chabura on Tzitz Tess.